And when was your place of birth?
I was born in Monroe. My family came to Monroe before I was born because work was better here than where they lived. So I was born here.
What year was that?
1919.
Do you remember anything about Prohibition?
No, I was a little bit young. The only thing I remember is we had neighbors that had bootlegging houses. I guess they called them blind pigs.
What kind of schools did you attend?
Well, we had no kindergarten, so from first grade through eighth, we went to a one-room school where all the grades were together. And then the ones in town went to the Monroe High School, which was junior high and Monroe High together.
So you were in the junior high building?
I went there in eighth grade.
Were there minority groups in school with you too?
Yeah, there was a lot of mixed races there, but there was never any problem.
How old were you when you first started to work?
I got a part-time job in the summer when I was 15. I worked in cafeterias and restaurants. And I started to work steady when I was out of school at 18.
What was the average pay per hour?
25 cents.
How long did you usually work at a time? How many hours in a day?
8.
What, during World War II, you worked at a bomber plant?
Yeah, we made I think it was a B-24 bombers they made up there, and I worked there. I worked at assembly.
What kinds of transportation was there available?
We had our automobiles, we had streetcars, trains, and buses.
Did your family have a car?
Yeah. I don't know what kind.
Were you ever went on trips or anything? Did it take a long time to get somewhere when you were in the car?
Yes, it did, because our cars never went very fast. We didn't have any heaters in our car, so in the wintertime my dad would heat bricks and put them in the back of the car and put blankets over them, and that was our heater. No radios.
There are also what things you kind of did when you were young, the types of things that you kids did, or were there family things you did together?
Well, there was a lot of carnivals here in town. About every weekend we'd have a carnival here. And we'd have, if it cost anything, it only cost a dime, but it didn't usually cost to get in. And we'd go to regular places like Cedar Point, only it wasn't Cedar Point, places that was open all year round. We'd go there, the family, and take our lunches. Go to dances together.
The whole family would go?
The whole family.
Dances.
My mother and dad danced.
Were there also movie theaters?
Yeah. I used to go to a lot of the movies after I was 13 years old.
How many were there in Monroe?
4.
There?
The one on the east side of town was separated from the whites and the blacks had to be separated. The other ones, they all mixed together.
What was the first kind of movie you remember seeing?
Silent films. Well, we had to read what was happening.
How much did the cost of a movie? How much was the cost of a movie?
For adults, it was 25 cents in the matinee and 35 cents at night. Kids were 10 cents. Under 5 was free.
So, when the talking versions of the movies came out, were they more popular than the silent films? Do you think more people would attend?
Probably.
Your family had a radio when you were young.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of role did it play in life? Did you listen to it as a family?
Well, the whole family would sit in the living room and listen to it. And they had the regular shows like they had on TV, only you just had to use your imagination. You couldn't see. It was good entertainment.
Were there shows like week to week?
Yes.
So we had like continuations?
During the day there was continued soap operas.
On holidays like Christmas or 4th of July or Easter, did your family celebrate them together, or how were they celebrated?
Yeah, the whole family would get together for a dinner.
Was it just like...
Sometimes some friends would come in.
It wasn't just your parents and your siblings, or was it?
Sometimes my aunts and uncles would come.
How many siblings did you have?
I had two sisters and two brothers.
In World War II, a lot of families were affected by it. How was your family affected?
Well, my brothers were in the service, and I had three cousins that was killed.
Were supplies limited, food and...
Very much. We had to have ration books, but when our ration stamps was gone, we didn't get nothing till the next book was issued. For gas and food, clothing.
Were there some items that you weren't able to get as you could have before the war?
I didn't smoke, but I think cigarettes were very hard to get.
I know there's a lot of sugar shortages.
That was rationed.
It was rationed.
We had to use stamps to get them.
What kinds of stores or merchants were there in Monroe? Were they similar to the ones today, or were they basically one store for each thing?
Clothing stores were all pretty much like today's, but hardware stores sold nothing but hardware, drug stores sold nothing but drugs, and then they had a soda fountain. Every store had its own thing to sell.
Was the Sears catalog popular?
Yeah, we used it quite a lot.
What kind of things would be most purchased from that?
Oh, a lot of clothes, and you could even buy houses from Sears catalog to put together. And the ones that did buy them are still up today.
Did your family attend church, or were there like separate churches for minority groups?
I think the black people had their own churches on the east side of town, but our churches was up closer to our houses where we went.
Did your whole family attend church, or was it just...
Well, my parents didn't go that much, but my sisters and I went.
I talked about when you went to school, to the junior high school, which was a high school. How did you get to school?
We walked. We had to walk to any of the schools we went to. Out the country school, we had to walk sometimes a mile or two. In town, I lived closer.
What were some of the women's roles as you were growing up?
Most women stayed home and took care of their houses and their families. My mother worked. She didn't have to, but she thought she could help out better with five kids if she helped work. So she worked, but most women stayed home until World War II.
How did they change after World War II?
Well, with all the men gone to war, they had to have women to fill their jobs in the factory. So I guess women got used to having their own money and they kept on working.
When you were young, what kind of housing did you live in? Did it have indoor bathroom, or the outhouses? Or
up until I was 13 years old, we had no inside facilities at all. We didn't even have electricity. We had kerosene lamps. and we had outside toilets. We had to take baths in the kitchen and a big wash tub, heat our water on the stove, because there was no running water, no nothing.
Where did you get the water? Was there wells in the back?
Yeah, we had a pump in the backyard.
You said that you had a brother and some cousins in World War II. Was good contact with, could you contact them through letters? Did you hear from them, or did you?
When they were in the States, we could write regular. When they were overseas, we could write, but our letters were kind of restricted. There was only certain things they could write back to us. They didn't dare tell us where they was or what they were doing. So there was only certain things that could be said then.
So you never
their letters were censored.
Even the letters you sent to them were read through.
Yeah.
So you never really, if they were overseas, you never knew really where they were stationed.
No.
Or
no. Your grandfather fought during the war too. He was in New Guinea and the Philippines.
You talked about how the movie theaters, the first movie that you would see in a movie theater was silent, and then they got into the, what were called talkies. Did you most commonly go with friends, or was it more with family? Did you, like, siblings go, or?
Me and my two younger brothers went together a lot in the afternoon for the matinees. As I got older, I went with friends to evening shows. Sometimes the matinees I went by myself.
Just to get away from it.
But where it was cool.
You said how your family got together on holidays and you celebrate them. Which holidays were celebrated the most? Were there certain ones that you didn't celebrate? Or?
Well, mostly the families got together on Christmas and Easter. Other holidays were just more like regular Sundays for just me and our kids and our parents.
Were there a special meal prepared for each, like every holiday? Did you have like some meal?
No, she had ham every once in a while because they did their own butchering. We lived in the country and they did their own butchering. We had ham. And our luxury was chicken. She'd go out and kill a chicken and dress it. We didn't have chicken as much as they have today. My mother was a good cook. She cooked such big meals that we used to have a lot of friends come. And their relatives from out of town because they liked my mother's Sunday dinners.
So every Sunday there was usually a big dinner?
We used to have quite a few people on Sundays.
Were there any, like, childhood diseases that were more prominent then than they are today?
We had measles a lot. What we called three-day measles wasn't very bad. I never had the German measles. And I had scarlet fever once when I was 13. And the whole house was quarantined. Anybody inside couldn't get out. Anybody outside couldn't get in for about 2 weeks. Or now they don't quarantine anybody. Mumps. That's about all we used to have.
Okay, was there like doctors? Was there good like doctors or?
We had family doctors. We didn't have a doctor for everything. We had family doctors who took care of everything for us. My mother had a doctor. He doctored her and my dad and all the kids. Now today they have doctors for kids and doctors for parents and more like specialists. We had family doctors, and they came to the house.
There wasn't hospitals or like major.
The old Monroe Hospital was here on Maple Avenue, but that was all.
That wasn't really used that much unless it was serious or.
No.
You said there are a lot of carnivals or fairs that you went to when you were young as like recreational things to do. What kind of things were there at carnivals?
Ferris wheel, merry-go-round. Some of the types of rides they have today, but not any of the bigger ones.
But there weren't as many. There was only like a few.
Yeah. It was just, they would come every weekend, some of the carnivals did. And there was a place in Toledo over near where the zoo is. It was called Wallbridge Park. That was set up all summer long. And we would go over there on 4th of July, take our lunch, and we could ride the rides and play around there for a while. And then at night, as soon as it got dark, they'd have really pretty fireworks that we'd watch and then come home.
Were there, like, food booths like there are in the park today?
A lot of those chances games, too, you know.
Like
hitting the milk bottles and taking balloons and all that stuff.
What kind of things did the food booths sell, were they? Like, what kind of food things did they sell?
Well, we didn't have a lot of the stuff you have today. We didn't have pizzas and stuff, but they would have hot dogs and candy bars and chips. And
Sterling State Park is today is a you know, place where people can go and sit by the water, and it's kind of a popular place to go. Was it as popular back when you were young as it is today?
Yeah, there was a lot of people went there. I worked in a concession stand when I was 18, and we were busy all the time. It was a pretty crowded beach. There was traffic bumper to bumper coming out the Dixie.
Did you just mostly be in the water and just
play? Yeah, there was nothing to do except play in the sand and in the water.
People just like bring picnic lunches and
yeah.
Was the water like cleaner than it is today?
Oh yes.
Not as polluted?
No, we never had the beaches closed because of that.
Also the crime rate is, you know, it's pretty high today, and people don't go to bed without locking their doors. Was it such a concern?
We never locked our doors. I could walk down through town all by myself and never worry about anything. In fact, I lived in town just a few blocks from the business districts, and I used to walk downtown almost every night and back home. There was always some crime, but not a lot.